The story behind the song. Certainly, the great songs of Stephen Collins Foster could never have been written by anyone whose heart was not full of tenderness and sympathy and mercy toward his fellow men. The story of Foster's life is replete with anecdotes of just such a mental attitude toward the men and women and children with whom he's thrown into contact. It was in the year 1855 when the youthful writer-composer was 29 years of age, while he was boarding with his brother William, 10 years his senior, that a tragic incident occurred which led Stephen to pen one of the most touching of all his ballads. One afternoon, during the winter of that year, as an unavailing sun tried vainly to penetrate the myriads of tiny ice particles floating in the cutting air, Stephen Foster sat in his study, working on the final draft of a song soon to be published.
Oh, what was that? William? Guess I was just imagining something. What in the world? Oh, so that's what it is. Andy McGuire, you little scamp. Oh, so you're laughing, are you?
Oh, Mr. Stephen, I'm sorry if I did anything wrong.
No, Annie. I was just fooling. How could a good little girl like you do anything wrong? Do you want to come in and visit for a while, Annie?
Oh, yes. May I?
I should say you may. Come on over to the window and I'll let you in.
Oh, thank you.
Give me your hands. That's it. In you come.
That was fun. Much more fun than coming through a door.
Yes. It does seem sometimes that the things we can't always do are the things that make for the most fun in life, doesn't it?
I should say.
Well, let me close this window and then we'll be. There we are.
Were you working at another song, Mr. Stephen?
Yes, but I just soon let up for a while. Come over here and sit on the sofa with me, Annie.
All right. Oh.
What is it, Annie?
Is that your mama and papa up there in that picture, Mr. Stephen?
Yes. Yes, that's my mama and papa.
She's awfully kind looking, isn't she?
She was kind. The most beautiful woman who ever lived.
I'm awfully sorry she had to die, Mr. Stephen.
Yes. Thank you, Annie. But then I have a memory. I can keep that forever.
Like that picture?
Yes, like that picture.
Your mama must have loved your papa an awful lot.
She did. She loved him and her children more than anything else in the whole wide world, Henry. But what made you say that?
The way she has her hand on your papa's shoulder.
Yes, I see.
I hope my mama and papa never die.
I hope so, too.
If they do, I hope I die first.
Oh, now, Annie, You shouldn't say anything like that. Nothing's going to happen to your mother and father, and nothing's going to happen to you.
Are you writing a song for your mama, Mr. Stephen?
Well, in a way, yes, Annie. Why did you think so?
Oh, Papa said you probably would.
Oh, he did? Yes. I was working on a song just now that seemed to grow in my mind just after my mother's death. Would you like to hear the words of it, Annie?
Oh, yes. May I hear them?
Of course. Wait, I'll get them. Here they are. I'll read you a little of them. Come where my love lies dreaming, dreaming the happy hours away, in visions bright redeeming the fleeting joys of day. Come with a lute, come with a lay. My own love is sweetly dreaming, her beauty beaming. Come where my love lies dreaming, the happy hours away.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mr. Stephen. Will you sing it for me sometime?
Of course I will. Just as soon as I finish correcting the melody. In a few days.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Stephen.
Yes?
If I should die sometime, would you write a song for me?
Oh, Annie. Why, of course I would.
Hello, Stephen.
Oh, hello, Will.
Ah, entertaining an important visitor, I see.
Yes, and what do you mean bursting in and disturbing me when I'm in an important conference with a client?
Good afternoon, Annie.
How do you do, Mr. Williams?
How's Father, Stevie?
Just about the same. I talked with him for a while just before luncheon. About an hour. The longest we talked together for weeks.
Nothing was mentioned of Mother?
Oh, no. No, he doesn't know anything about it at all. He must never know, Will.
No, of course not. Been working?
Yes, and I'm quite tired. I was glad of a visitor.
Well, I guess I'd better be going on home. Mom and Ray want me to go to the grocery store for her before supper.
All right, Annie. Come and see me tomorrow, will you?
All right, Mr. Stephen. But if I don't, why don't you come and see me?
Very well. That's a go. Goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Williams.
Afternoon, Annie. Come again.
Thank you.
She's a sweet little girl, isn't she?
I should say. And she has an amazing perceptive sense for a child of her age.
Still planning to go to that dinner party tonight, Steve?
By George, yes. Why, I'd almost forgotten about it. I'd better be starting to dress. Thanks for reminding me, Will.
Yes, what you need is a secretary.
Secretary? With me owing you for 3 months' rent?
Don't wait up for me, Will.
All right. Good night, Steve.
See you in the morning.
Here I am, Lige. Right on time.
Oh, yes, sir. Up right in. It sure is snowing, ain't it, sir?
Yep. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, yes, sir, but kind of cold, though. There you are, Mr. Foster. Snug as a bug in a rug. And away we go. Get it, Dave. Come on, bitch. Come on, Dave. Come on, Dave. Get it. Get it up. Come on,
now,
get up.
Oh, what a night. That's a shame to ride all cooped up in this sleigh. I love weather like this. What's the imagination? Lige?
Yes, sir? Whoa, there.
I think I'll walk the rest of the way, Lige. Oh, never mind about losing the fare. I'll make it up to you next time.
That's all right, Mr. Foster, sir. Yeah, that's all right. I've been driving your family for too many years now to worry about fares. Yes, sir.
Well, good night, then.
Good night, sir. Get up. Come on. Get up there.
Ah, this wind in my face. When a man can't struggle against the world, it's glorious fun to struggle against the elements. Ah. Who's that down there by the gaslight? It's a woman. No, it's a little girl carrying a bundle. She has a shawl over her face. Say, she shouldn't be out in the night like this. Wait, there's a sleigh coming. She doesn't see it. She's stepping off the curbing right in front of that sleigh. Little girl, wait.
Oh, come on. this book.
Yes, you have.
Oh, I couldn't stop the horses in time. Is she badly hurt?
Wait, I'll... Annie.
Oh, you know who she is, mister?
Yes. Yes, I know her. Annie McGuire.
So where does she live? I'll take her there.
Never mind. Just across the street and down a few houses. I'll carry her. You'd better go for a doctor.
Yes, sir. I'll get one right away.
It's the greenhouse down this street.
Yes, sir. Get up!
Oh, Annie... My little friend. Annie. Annie.
Is that you, Mr. Stevens?
Yes, Annie.
It was the horses, wasn't it?
Yes, honey. It was.
I didn't see them. No. Wind. No.
Annie, oh, I knew it. I knew it. Come, little Annie McGuire. I'll take you home. You aren't very heavy. Yes. This afternoon I told you I'd write you a song. You wanted a song, didn't you? Well, you'll have it. A song just for you, gentle Annie.
Springtime comes, gentle.